Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The truth is found to be.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Cantarucci, a longtime Brain Trust member, almost 9 years as a member of our Brain Trust, author of Personal Brilliance, mypersonalbrilliance.com website. And what's that other one, Jim?
EL Circle stands for Emerging Leadership Circle.
Yeah.
ELCircle.com.
We launched that idea.
Leadership exists.
We launched that program on the show a couple of 3 years ago. ELCircle.com.
Right.
So check that out, folks. Anything Jim Cantarucci does is top shelf. Hey, Jim, you've been telling us about how to stop prioritizing, meaning stop giving your people the crutch or the excuse or the or whatever, the security blanket of your priority list, and let them, but instead you should be leading them to be taking your strategy and developing their own approach to what their division, their department, their assignment can do for you. But what happens if you've got people who just keep coming back to you wanting a priority list?
Well, it's a development issue, and our strategy is complicated. It needs to be brought down to the local level, and that's not an easy thing to do. Explaining how to stop prioritizing isn't an easy thing to do. It's not clear-cut, just like your strategy. So a lot of times we have repetition. We have to go over it again and again, and we have to help people understand that. Now, again, they may be asking you, they might have a problem, and they're saying, what's my priority? And the problem might be they don't have enough resources, or their workflow isn't exactly, you know, tuned as it should be. Or there's an infrastructure piece from another department that, you know, they're not getting the input that they need. Those are the kinds of things that, from a leader perspective, I want to be listening very, very carefully when the prioritization word is used, because it could be indicative of another problem. So two things. One, I'm listening for different problems that might occur that I can help knock those barriers down for them. Or I'm saying they don't really understand the strategy, and I need to do a better job of customizing that.
When that happens, isn't this an example of where you say, okay, either I failed or they failed. I got to find out which one.
Exactly right, because we leave the strategy room and we think we're done, and that's where the work starts. And we've moved on mentally, right? And we have to come back and help people catch up.
But Jim, you're not saying that prioritization is a bad practice. That's not what you're saying.
No, not as long as it's at the strategic level and not at the transactional level.
And explain the difference for us.
Well, at the strategic level, I'm saying these are the priorities that we're going to focus on that will get us to our agreed upon strategy. Transactionally, it's impossible to
give us a real example. Come up with a fake real example of what that might look like in a strategy meeting.
So strategically, for example, I may be tackling the market in Washington State, and I want to put a distributor competitor out of business in Washington State, and we're going to have a priority that we focus our attention on delivery for Washington State within our plan. And so that would be a strategic priority. From that, I then take that as a manager of a department and say that's a priority, and so we're going to be looking at the West Coast more than we are the East Coast as far as our resources are concerned.
Right.
Okay. So that's a strategic priority. A transactional priority is, boss, you said Washington State was the number one priority, but, you know, we've got Kansas falling apart with bugs like crazy. Should I ignore Kansas? And the answer is no, because I'm in charge of customer support, right?
Right.
I'm not going to ignore Kansas. I have to figure out how to get both of them.
You didn't tell them. You didn't mean to tell them that Washington should occupy your life now. You just said that we're going to start focusing on at Washington.
A question that we have to ask ourselves is, are we being taken too literally?
Yeah.
We have to be very careful with that.
Yeah.
Prioritization gets us into that trap.
Sometimes our employees hear what we're saying, and they act like a four-year-old who takes what you say literally.
Right. We have to teach them differently.
Yeah. Well done and well said. Hey, Jim, I've enjoyed this. Good job. Well done, and come back again real soon.
I hope to. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
Give us the websites again, please.
MyPersonalBrilliance.com and ELCircle.com.
And that's the title of one of his books, Personal Brilliance. You can find that wherever books are sold. Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.